You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I want to hear. I can't hear it. I want to hear. We're getting all these texts that people can't hear. They want to hear. That's because they're hitting the bit.ly button, which means all they can do is hear. If you want to watch, you can go to Facebook Live, Jim Freed on Facebook Live. But this is a radio show, not a Facebook broadcast. Am I right, Wanda?
We'll accommodate as much as we can.
All right. Thank you. That's for my real radio pro. She gives me a hard time every time. We're here with my good friend TL. He's got a mouthful for a title, so I'll let him say it.
The Senior Vice President, Director of Growth Strategies and Client Experience.
Where?
At Gibraltar Private.
Well, I'm glad you added that. Now, what makes Gibraltar Private different from one of these big money center banks, TL?
Sure. Well, you know, it all begins and ends with relationship. And we put our money where our mouth is when we talk about relationships. So we take a very holistic approach to building relationships with our clients. And so that means that we get to know our clients. And as I mentioned before, we're in service to our clients. That's the main point of our business. And when you're in that perspective or in that paradigm, then when it's time to talk about a client's needs and expectations and dreams, we're able to help them reach those.
So how is things different in the banking industry today than it was just a few years ago? There were all kinds of issues. The
sure.
banks went crazy,
yep.
caused a big meltdown. Lots of people lost money.
Mm-hmm.
What's different today?
So, you know, so we're talking about 2008, 2009, right? The
yeah.
recession, the crash,
yeah.
whatever you'd
yeah.
like to call
the time
it.
That, the time that banking started crying a little
sure.
bit.
Sure, yeah. So, you know, so what has come out of that? For banks, what we're seeing is a lot of the smaller banks, a lot of the community banks are having to consolidate.
Okay.
And so you see a lot of consolidation in the marketplace right now. Not necessarily bad, not necessarily good. I think part of that is probably going to be necessary. But what is absolutely going to always be necessary is the place for local banks that know their community, know and serve their community. Community banks that are locally based understand small business, understand the local economy, and are able to serve the credit needs of those small business owners best versus a money center bank.
So how would you describe the typical new client at Gibraltar Private, other than saying Jim Freed and his wife?
Sure, of course. Well, other than you and your lovely wife.
There you go.
Okay, so you know we serve high net worth individuals. Attorneys, doctors, primarily. We specialize in those two specific industries. Entrepreneurs, business owners that have been extremely successful with their businesses, and also individuals that have inherited wealth as well.
Now, sounds to me like you've got a great ecosystem for your clients. Do you ever have events where you have client interactions so
Absolutely.
You can help them grow their businesses together so they have bigger deposits at Gibraltar Private?
Absolutely. We do host a number of special events. You know, we have offices from as far north as Park Avenue in Manhattan down to Ocean Reef and the West Coast Naples.
That's still there?
Ocean Reef is there, and we're back. They're back, and we're back.
That's awesome. Yeah. How about Naples? How did Naples fare?
Naples took pretty much of a direct hit, but folks are resilient over there, as are we, and so we've been open there for about the past week.
That's terrific. See, it's all really about community building. These storms are just challenges. That's what we're going to talk about in the second half, and you'll be able to stick with me. We'll talk about your trip down to the Keys. And
sure.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
That's going to be awesome.
Definitely.
So then Angel is the one that recruited you, Angel Medina, the president of the bank.
Yep, president and CEO.
Okay, I always forget to give the people the big promotion. And when I came in, he helped make me feel special by just coming in and saying, hi, hey, Jim, how are you? I mean, you know, it's just the small nuances.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you've got a lot of great young people that work there. People under 40 is what I call them. Do not use the M word in this segment. Now,
I don't even know what you're referring to.
Exactly. So let's talk about people like Victor for a minute.
Sure. Victor Lopez over in Miami Beach, one of our private bankers over there.
High five to Victor Lopez, my favorite young banker. How do you train them? Because there is no real formalized banking training program like I had seen when I came out of college about the time the dinosaurs went extinct. How do you train yeah. Victor besides putting him with right there on Michael and Lena, which
sure.
ain't a better place to learn?
Michael Goldberg is our market executive over there in Miami Beach. He's born and raised in Miami Beach, so no one knows the beach better than Michael Goldberg. So, you know, Michael and I came from Barnett Bank. We grew up, our banking career began there, and we went through a very specific 2-year management trainee program.
Rotations the whole bit.
Rotations the whole bit. We learned, you know, the longest rotation was in credit, so that we learned how to look at a company's financial statements, understand cash flow, be able to talk intelligently to business owners about what their needs might be.
And say no.
No. We're all about saying yes.
Okay. A qualified yes. A good yes.
A good yes.
Okay.
So most banks have gotten out of doing management training programs, even the big banks.
Of course, yes.
I would say we are the only or very one of the only banks in Miami and South Florida that still does a management training program to be able to recruit young individuals and really, you know, train them and develop them into the private bankers of tomorrow.
I need Victor to come with me to UF. Victor, you're coming with me to UF, and we're going to find the next Victor Lopez.
There we go.
All right, that's great. And we'll go to UCF and the other places, too, because I'm all
don't
about...
Don't forget FSU. Oh, come on.
Well, I know. You know, we promised that you'd sing a couple of bars here. We're getting kind of short. Now, I'm just saying that because TL, in his resume, he has that he sings the national anthem at sporting events. So,
oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming?
I love you, man. And I didn't take a knee during that either.
Thank you for that.
Oh, Mom, I believe everybody is entitled to their opinion. My opinion is that I'm proud to stand up and be an American, but I also stand with the people that are oppressed and have a problem with the organizations and things in society that are holding them down.
We are on the same page, Jim.
We don't do politics on this show, but I think that was so down the middle we could talk about it.
Perfect.
Thank you, Wanda. Thank you, Wanda. I don't even know what to call you other than our social conscience. You're terrific.
And a really cool lady.
There you go.
You guys are my favorites.
There you go. Well, I don't know. I think the favorite is dressed in white and lying belly up on your carpet back there.
Well,
little furry.
Because four legs are always my favorites.
I know that.
Of two-legged kind, you guys.
Well, thank you so much. Well, he and I together are four legs. That gets us close, no?
That's true.
All right. Now, TL, we've only got a couple more minutes where we're going to talk about banking. Then we're going to talk about the hurricane after that.
Sounds good.
So what is the one main concept that people need to have about Gibraltar Private when they consider their banking business?
Sure. So I can encapsulate that in just a couple of words. It's all about wealth and well-being and our clients' wealth and well-being. So the idea there is that money, as we know, the old adage, it doesn't lead to happiness. Money can't buy happiness, right?
Sure.
But for us, as we look at our clients' wealth and well-being, is if we are managing their money for them, helping build it, preserve it, protect it, then we're able to help them in the path toward happiness by using that money.
Well, I would say that the new wealth today is measured by wellness.
Yes,
so,
it is.
So if you're creating the ability for your clients to have both financial and physical wellness, then I think you're really bringing something extra to the table.
Absolutely. And everyone's living longer these days, right? So we got to make sure we can build the proper legacy for not only this generation but beyond.
So then you joined Angel at Gibraltar. Gibraltar Private is bigger than a community bank. You're all the way up in Park Avenue, for goodness
sakes.
Absolutely. We've talked about the evolution in the banking industry. What I'd like to do is talk about, if somebody wants more information, how do they find people? Victor's floating around there. What's next?
Sure. Well, let me tell you, you can call me. I would be more than happy to speak to anyone that would like to have more information about Gibraltar Private. The best way to reach me is 305-476-5644.
How about email? Or what's the website? Stuff
sure.
like that.
Email tbrown@gibraltarprivate.com. And our website is gibraltarprivate.com.
Now, if I hit gibraltarprivate.com and I land on that page, what am I going to see as a hello?
Wow, that's a great question.
I figured.
You'll see
that's
a lot
just
of
a weird
you'll
question.
See a lot
I'm a weird
of great.
Guy.
You won't see my face. I keep asking my director of marketing to put my face on there. I think that would be a great welcome.
Well, I think
I could sing the welcome.
Well, I think you should be singing the welcome. But I think that you know the landing page. I was a softball. I know what's on the landing page. It's a great directory to all the great services and the people that you need that can help you in your life in both financial and personal wellness. That's what I saw.
That's excellent.
Well, I think that's a
we're doing
good
our
one.
Job then.
I think you aren't doing your job. I think you are. Is there somebody here that you want to introduce? Give a high five
I'd
to, maybe?
I'd love to introduce the best director of marketing ever.
Come on in here now.
Come on in, Debbie.
Come on in, Debbie.
Debbie Bejarano.
Oh, yeah. We did this. We did this. Oh, come on, Debbie. Don't worry about it. There she is.
Hi,
Debbie.
Hi.
Now, what made you join TL's team?
Meeting TL.
Oh, yeah?
TL.
Oh, yeah?
That would do it for me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he's got that infectious energy.
Well, so I got out of banking, too.
And what brought you back?
TL brought me back because he is so enthusiastic about Gibraltar Private. And the other thing is I heard a lot of great things about Angel Medina and that the bank has an entrepreneurial spirit, that they're always looking for ways to do things and accommodate people that go outside of the box in terms of typical bank thinking.
She needs a raise.
Yes, she does.
She needs a raise. All right, we're going to be back after this. First of all, I want to thank our friends from Gibraltar, for Gibraltar Private, for coming in today and giving us some feedback. TL, can you stay just a little bit to talk about what you saw during the hurricane? You're in my neighborhood.
I would love to.
All right, we'll be back. Wanda, rock the house. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some really good stories from the hurricane. TL got hammered. I got hammered. But TL's still going down to the Keys this week to help others. Because I just think that's who TL is. We'll be back right after this with some heartwarming stuff about the hurricane.
Tab callers, welcome back to the Age of Jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress and slash it till you spend.